אוקיי, מרן סמך חש ומדבייס, טאפ. רבי יוסי אומר, רבי סדשן נשרותם. רבי יוסי says they were burnt by the Beis HaDeshen. We had one shita that they're burnt, the Mizrach of Yerushalayim. A second shita that they're burnt, Rav Lezer says, the Mizrach of Yerushalayim, like the Paraduma. And what's it called? The Brisa says, the Tzfon of Yerushalayim. And the Biosi says, a Beis HaDeshen. Rashi, a Beis HaDeshen, Tzorv Shiyagdim L'shon Deshen. There had to be Deshen there first. Deshen HaMizbeach. It's a place where you brought out the ashes of the Mizbeach, but it had to be a Beis HaDeshen. There had to be ashes there for the Mizbeach to begin with. She'nikra kodem l'chein mokom shefech HaDeshen. It says you burn it, but mokom shefech HaDeshen, the place where you pour the ashes, so there had to be ashes, b'chlal, the Tamakama lo tzorech. According to Tamakama, you don't need that. Now, anywhere north of Yerushalayim was enough. But Rabbi Yossi holds that you had have had to pour ashes there for the Mizbeach before. Amar Rava, man tana de poligalei de Rabbi Yossi, who's the tana who argues on Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the tanya, el shefech hadesh nisorit. So you should burn it in the place where you pour the ashes from the Mizbeach. Shehele shab deshin. So this tavikam is Rabbi Yossi, that there had to be, have been deshin there first. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov over, shehe makomo mishupach. Now it has to be a place that is on an incline. Ashir Belezer ben Yaakov, he, the Amr lo ashmuin in Elishia Makoma Madra, should be an incline, she had dashno mishtapech, should be able to be poured out over there and go down the incline. But it doesn't mean that there had to be deshin there to begin with. Amr le Abaye, the Dilma ben Koma Meshupach who deplige, maybe none of them hold that there had to be deshin there to begin with, right? But the machlokas is only, now everybody holds that you had to have deshin there. The machlokas is you also have to have an incline or not. But the Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov argues on the Tanakhama not to be mekel, but to be mach. Not that they hold two different things. Everybody holds there had to be deshin. Question is, you also need an incline. Rashi, the dil b'dimkoma meshupachu the plige. Umodah Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov shiakim shom deshin. Even Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov agrees that there had to be deshin there first. The boy nami makoma meshupach. He also says you have to have makoma meshupach. There's no raya that Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov definitely doesn't hold that you had to have deshin there to begin with. Tana Rabbanan, the hasoreif matani the godim v'lo hamatzis ha'sor. Okay, this goes back according to the shita that holds that only the sorek, it was of Shimon, that dafka when the fire catches most of it, that's when it's matami begodim. Not when you take it out of the azora, not when you take it out of three machnos, but you have to actually start burning it. Then hasoreif osa matami begodim. Not the person who lights it, but the person who actually sees the fire. What's it called? Spreads. Rashi asoreif habisasek b'tzorchei sreifasan begufan tchsiv osam kigod hamisayeya b'shas sreifa. The person who stokes them, he's involved in seeing that they burn. The high tana isle krib shimon. Yeah, the ein matamim begodim atshutzis bueno or. This tana holds like krib shimon that it's not matamim begodim just by taking it out of the azara. It's only when you actually burn it as matamim begodim. Not the person who set up the bonfire. The Eza Hasoreif, who's the person who's called the Soreif? Zah Mesayeya B'Shasreifa, the guy who stokes the fire at the time that its mom is starting to burn. Yocholat Mishanasu Eifer Matam Begodim. I might think that somebody stoking the fire after already became ashes, that it's also Matam Begodim by him, it's already burnt. Talmud Lomer Osam Osa Betam Begodim Velo B'Shenasu Efer. Because Efer is Panim Chadosh, it's not the same thing anymore. It's only Hasoreif Osam. When it's still the par and soyer, then it's Betam Begodim. But once it's ashes, it's not the par of the soyer anymore. It's not Betam Begodim. Velo B'Shenasu Efer Betam Begodim. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon Omer Hapar Metame Nita Chaboser Eino Metame. Says Hapar Hasoreif is Hapar. Is metame, but once it's not par, if nita chabosser, if the bosser became charred, then it's not the par anymore. My Binai, what's the difference between if we learn it from Osam or from Hapar? It could be Binai, the Shavi Harucha, where you roasted, you toasted it, you charred it. So it's still intact, but it's not ashes. It's still intact, but it's burnt. So if it's par, it's still a par. But if it's osam, it's not osam. See Rashi. The shavi harucha, the havi nitachabaser. That's nitachabaser. Okay? It's not called hapar anymore, because it's already burnt. But it is osam. It's still not ashes. The afer, bielohav, it's not afer. So the one who holds that you need afer to potter you, that it does not matam begadim, this is not afer. The osam kareem is still called osam. Afer is panim chadosh, it's not the same thing anymore. But in order to be called a par, it has to be that it's not burnt either. Where Belezer, Reb Shimon, Shavi Charucha, Lob Metame, Delat Par Mikri. It's not called par. Okay, down next mission. Amr lo the Kohen Gadol, Higia Seir la Midbar. They told the Kohen Gadol, the Seir already came to the Midbar, you can now go on with the rest of the Avodas. How do they know that the Seir got to, once the Seir gets to the Midbar, it doesn't have to be that it's thrown off the cliff. Once it gets to the Midbar, then what's it called? It says, then the Kohen Gadol can continue the Avodas. How do they know? Dir Kol Shayu Osik, they sent Shluchim, and they had flags. And when the Seer got to the Midbar, they waved the flags, and the other people who saw it waved their flags until it got to the Azorah, and they told the Kohen Gadol. Umeinipa Besudrim, the Yodim Shigia Seer la Midbar. Amr of Yehuda, Valo Simin Gadol HaYolohem. They didn't have to have flags. They had another Simin. Yerushalayim v'adbeis chidu do shlosha milim. From Yerushalayim till the Midbar was 3 milim. Holchin mil, so they would walk a mil, right? The people who were malava, the Kohen Gadol, would walk a mil, and then the chos would mil, and they'd come back that mil. The showin kidei mil, and they would wait as much as they already had experience of how much a mil was. They walked a meal and came back a meal. And also, everybody's walking a meal is a little bit different, because everybody's steps are different. So, the people of the Yakira Yushalayim, who were Malava the Kohen Gadol, the first meal, so they walked a meal, came back a meal, and then they had an idea of how much it took the time, right, each meal. So they waited another meal. And that way, Yodim Shigia Sir Lamidla. They knew that 3 milin had gone by, of distance, of time, for distance, and they knew that the seer got to the Midbar. Another sheet is, how did they get the third one? The first meal, the second meal, they walked. The third one, they approximated, that's one pshat. Another pshat is, they walked around, I think the Miri says, they walked around the Azor, the Harabayas, which was 500 meal by 500 meal. Walking around it was, what's it called, was 2,000 meal. So they knew that what's it called, that they walked around half of it, and they knew it was another meal, that there was that the seer reached the midbar. What? No, I mean, no, just the opposite. 500 amas, right. So it's 2,000 amas. They walked around all four things, right. 2,000 amas is one meal. Okay. They walked around the whole Harabayas, and that way they knew that the third meal had passed. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, the Halo Simon Asher Hoyolahim. There was another simon, how they knew when the seer got to the midbar. Loshen shel zahori sayakosh al pischo shel heichal shei asir le midbar hayaloshen malbin. That the piece of wool that they hung by the heichal turned white as soon as the seer came to the midbar. Shneamer am yuchat toichem kashonim kashel legalbino. Omer Abai, Shema Mino, Beis Chidudo by Midbar Kaimen. Beis Chidudo, there's a place where you're supposed to send it, is the Midbar. Lav Davka, they have to throw it off the mountain in order for the Kohen Gadol to continue. V'hokam Ashmolam, the Kesover of Yehuda, Kivit Shigia, Sula Midbar, Nasus Mitzvaso. As soon as it got to the Midbar, that's when you Yotze. And everything after that is just the Mitzvah. Rashi. Omru lo the Kohen Gadol, she'enu reshai lehaschil ba'avoda acheres ad shigia sil ha-midbar. You can't continue the avodas of Yom Kippur until the seer got to the midbar. Shneemar v'shilach es asur b'midbar v'yachar kach v'yaschel of hachatas yakter ha-mizbeich. Only after that can he be mocked to the chel of hachatas. And even though that wasn't the next thing, but that was what was going to come up later. He had to first read the parsha and whatever. Dir kos b'nei adam omdim Yerushalayim l'tzuk b'chdei she'ira zeh simonah shel zeh. There were people standing along the way with flags. And when the people saw that it got to the midbar, they waved their flag, and the people behind them waved their flags until it got back to the Azor. Dirkos is shluchim, I guess. Rigridris. You have over here the Rashi, Laz. No. The names are what's it called? Okay, next one. Ad beis chidudo hu rosh hamidbar. That's the beginning of the midbar. V'sham niskai v'shilich es asur b'midbar. Once that's ma'akiv. It had to go into the midbar. But the fact that it had to be thrown off a cliff, right, el eresh k'zeira, that was only the mitzvah. Holchin mil k'namrin le'el mi'akiri shalayim malavin osu at sukkah rishon one mil. Nasis mitzvah, so masulik was a parasha. From that point on, the Kohen Gadol can continue, and the next thing was he read the parasha.
Not every time it became white, the chutz.
Yeah, no, in those times when it did become white, it was a siman.
But they
had other simanim.
He doesn't hold that they
tore
it in half, and when the.
Yeah, but they had another. They had another one on the heichal too. That's
one. Was
no,
that when it was falling down the soup.
That's for the ishiti. For him, it didn't turn white until he threw it off the tzuk. But as soon as it got to the midbar, the one on the heichal turned white. It was going to turn white, or it could be, or another possibility, that since there were different periods. So in the beginning, they put it on the heichal outside, then inside, then they decided this was talking. In the period of time when they used to put it on the heichal. The others hold they used to keep it on the heichal anyway, and then put it on the par also. But and this is on the heichal on the inside. That was the second takana. But some hold it, no, this was in the period of time when they kept it on the heichal, and then they were misakin to put it on the thing, that it didn't work anymore. But there was a simon, and that time of history with it. Okay, Bala Kohen Gadol Likros. In Ratzel Likros, we read Debuts Kore. Now the Kohen Gadol came to read the parishes. Right? And we know, the Gemara will say, how do we know that you read? Right? And we learn it from Psukim. So in Ratzel Likros, we read Debuts Kore. He wanted to read in his white clothing. He could read in that. He was allowed to read in the Big Day Kahuna. Second. Okay. The imlav kori beitzlis love mishalo. If not, then he read it in his own. He had an old his own robe, his own kittel. He read it in his own kittel. Right. Shaila is, we'll see, the Gemara says that from here we learn that you're allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna afilu shelo b'shas avoda. So the question is, he could wear the Big Day boots, could he wear Big Day Zohav? So that's a machlokas we've shown him, where the Ritva says he wasn't allowed to wear Big Day Zohav, because he would have to start changing clothes and then wash again and take another tefillah, and it would upset the whole number of tefillahs or whatever. And the Miri says if he wanted to put on Big Day Zohav, he could do that too. The Kedushim and the tefillahs are minimum. If you wanted to change, you could change too. Chazan HaKnesses, the Shamas, note the Sefer Torah, the Nosno Rosh HaKnesses, took the Sefer Torah, and this is in the second Beis HaMikdash, where the Sefer Torah wasn't in the Aron, right? Took the Sefer Torah from the Beis HaKnesses that was in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a shul in the Beis HaMikdash, he took the Sefer Torah, the Nosno Rosh HaKnesses, and Chazan HaKnesses gave it to the Rosh HaKnesses. The Rosh HaKnesses knows no Skan. And the Rosh HaKnesses gave it to the Skan. A Skan knows no the Kohen Gadol. And the Skan gave it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol omi the Makabel. The Kohen Gadol stood up and received the Sefer Torah. The Korah he read from the Sefer Torah, Achrimos, what we read on Yom Kippur. The Ach Be'osor. And in Emor, which is right after Achrimos, he read Af Be'Osher L'Chodesh HaShvi, the Gol Sefer Torah, B'Nichu B'Cheiko, and he'd roll the Sefer Torah and hold it in his hand, B'Cheiko, V'Omer Yosri Mashikoros V'Fnechum Kosukah. And he would say, more than I read is written here. What I'm going to read now, Baal Peh, is also written here. So you didn't have to be Golil now till Pinchas, which is the next Kriya, right, and waste the time of the Tzibur, so they weren't Golil. And he read it Baal Peh. When Pinchas, he read, that we read from after on Yom Kippur, he read it Baal Peh. And he made eight brachas on this. Ala Torah, right? Some say Ala Torah means he made the bracha lefaneha v'achareha, right? Others say that he didn't make any bracha lefaneha. He just made eight brachas v'achareha, and this wasn't a regular kriya satorah of a tzibur. It was the kriya of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore there wasn't a regular kriya satorah where you had a bracha lefaneha and a bracha l'achareha. And then he gave me eight brachas. Ala Torah, the al ha'avoda, the al ha'hodah, the al mechilas ha'avon, the al ha'mikdash b'fnei atzmo, the Al Yisrael b'fnei Atzmon, the Al Yushalayim b'fnei Atzmon, the Al Kohanim b'fnei Atzmon, the Al Sharat Tfila. That's the girsa. We have the Gra has a different girsa here. The Gra has Al Hamikdash, the Al Kohanim, the Al Yisrael b'fnei Atzmon, the Al Sharat Tfila. There were three brachas: one for the Mikdash, one for the Kohanim, one for Yisrael. Haroa Kohen Gadol Kshukorei Inu Roa Par V'Soyer Nisrothim. You had a choice, what you would see. Either you could go and watch them burn the Parvasoyer, or you could listen to the Kohen Gadol's Kriya Satorah. If you like drushes, you listen to the Kohen Gadol. If you like to see fires, right, so, right, Shiva Bacher Mishlam went to see the fires, and the rest of the people went to hear the Kohen Gadol read the moment they shed or shy. It's not that you couldn't do both, right? There was only one admission, and that was it. Either you had your choice. Can't do both. That's not the reason. They were both done at the same time, and there was a big distance between them. One was done outside the city, and one was done in the Azara. So you had a choice which one you wanted to go to. Okay, Rashi, Likros is a parasha, the Altino mi Miluim. How do we know that you read the parasha altogether? We learn it from Miluim. Damrino perakama, menayin shach mikra parasha makim. By Miluim, it said that Moshe Rabbeinu read the parsha of Miluim. Others learn that we learn it from Kashir Tziva Hashem Kenasa. That's the pasuk over here. Right, Vayas Kashir Tziva Hashem is Moshe. That even the Tzivuyim you have to do. In other words, you have to read the parsha that says the Tzivuyim. He was wearing the big day lava, and if he wanted to remain in them, he could. There was a shul right near the Azara on the Harabayas where they davened. Chazan HaKnesses, Shamash. He's the Shamash. Rosh HaKnesses, Al Piv Nechtochim Tzorchei HaKnesses. Mi Mafter, Mi Poreis Al Shema, Mi Over Lefnei Ateva the Gaba. So for the Shamas gave it to the Gabbai. The Achba Osir Shema Parsis Emor LaKohanim. He read what was in Achrimos and then what was in Emor. Right, and those were right next to each other, so there was no time to be Golil. The Omer Yosri Mashikoraisi, the Gemara before his time. Where does it explain why I had to say this? There's more here written than I said. Shebechumash HaPikudim Sefer Vayedaber. Rashi refers to Bamidbor, not as Bamidbor, but Vayedaber. Shemaschu b'minyonim shal Yisrael. It starts with the census, and that's why it's called Hapikudim. Parshas Pinchas Boso Sefer also is the census. The Shama Musafim Amurim. Parshas Pinchas, he reads the Musa for Yom Kippur. Kori al Peh, time and first Gemara. Ala Torah Brocha shal Achareha Asher Nosan Lano. Rashi's Mashmi didn't make a Brocha Lefaneha. Others on the Rambam, I think, says you make both Brochas, Brocha Lefaneha and Achareha. The Alho Avoda, Ritzei Bamcha Yisrael, Utaratze Ho Avoda, Vidvir Besecha, Shaoscho Lavadcha Beiranavo. That's the bracha on the Avoda, Ritzei. The Alho Da, Modim Anachnu Lecha, Ad Hatov Lecha Lehodos. Right, that's the bracha that we say, Modim. Til Hatov Shimcha Lecha Lehodos. Alho Avoda, Mevorek Bishvil Ho Avoda, Shava. Makes a bracha on the Avoda. v'hodo'ah smuchol avoda. The seed zoveach toda yichad denenu. Right after avoda comes toda. Acher avoda toda. V'hi hodo'ah. So those are those two brachas. Amechilas ha'avon, mechol avon aseinu b'yom ha'kippurim hazeh. That's the bracha of the Kedushas Hayom that we say on Yom Kippur. Right? Melech mochel v'soleach l'avon aseinu. Ad melech mochel v'soleach l'avon aseinu. Ala mikdash, mispal ala mikdash. V'chol sein boros shebochar b'mikdash. V'ala kohanim, mispal ala kohanim. V'chol sein boros shebochar b'zara shalaron. V'chein al Yisrael. Makes a special bracha for Klal Yisrael. The Ashar HaTfila, the first Gemara. The Gemara explains what's the Shar HaTfila, what bracha is that? Gemara says, meaning, Tani be'itzlis lavan, mishalo, mechlau dekri alav avodahi. The kri is not part of the avoda, because he doesn't have to read it in Bigdei Kohuna. Uktani, imrotzel, because it's Bigdei Boots Kore. Yet, if he wants to, he can read it in Bigdei Kohuna. That means you're allowed to do things in Bigdei Kohuna that are not avoda. Shmas mino, Bigdei Kohuna, nitnu lahonisben. You're allowed to have enjoyment from them. Afilu shelo b'shas avoda. Where it says no, Dilma Shani Kriya the tzorech avoda. May not be avoda, but it's tzorech avoda. You need to do it so you'll be able to do the other avodas on Yom Kippur. The boil on Big Day Kahuna, because we had a shaila. This maybe it's no right, but what was the shaila? We had a general shaila. Big Day Kahuna nitnu lahanes ben alone nitnu lahanes ben. Right? Are you allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna, not Bishas Avoda, and have pleasure from them that's not Mamash Avoda? Toshma, Lohoi Yishen with Big Day Kahuna, Shina Hudalo, from Nechel Achli, right? Maisa, they didn't sleep in Big Day Kahuna, because they were afraid that you would not control yourself and you'd come to pass gas. And that's already not covetic for the Big Day Kahuna. Mashma, though, that other things you could do, like sleep, eat, you could eat in it, regular eating. Where it says, no, do mashani achila, the tzorech avodah. Maybe achila is tzorech avodah. Now, the achila is mamash avodah if you're eating the kodshim, right? The kinetanya, the ochlu also mashir kubar b'hem. Malamit shah kohanim ochlim ubailin mischaprim, right? So, they say, why is it tzorech avodah? It's not avodah. Because along with the kodshim, they ate chulin too. And the chulim was that you should eat the kodshim ala sova, just like korban pesach. Right? It was covered for the kodshim to be eaten ala sova. So that's only tzorech avoda. But even that you're allowed to eat. But that at least is tzorech avoda. But maybe something that's not tzorech avoda at all, you can't do it. Big day kohuna. Rashi, nitnu lehonos, nitan reshus lehonos ben below shas avoda. Are you allowed to wear the big day kohuna even when there's no avoda? Shina hudalo shemiyafia. It's only sleep you can't do. Because there you may come to pass guests, but lemaisa, other things that are not avoda, the chori you're allowed to do, like eating. So what it says, you're allowed to eat, but eating is tzorech avoda. So we still don't have any raya still, whether what's it called, whether you're allowed to wear big day kahuna, even shalom b'shas avoda. That's what we'll speak about. That's the sugi. So we've got down more than one place. Yeah.
This is the main place. That was...